A virtual placenta developed by Associate Professors Dr. Alice Clark and Joe James could help with early detection of at-risk pregnancies. The professors say, despite its importance, the placenta is one of the least studied organs. Dr. Alice Clark spoke to me about pregnancy disorders, such as fetal growth syndrome, and what this technology will be used for.
Pregnancy is like a really interesting and evolving time, right? So we start from just two cells, the sperm and the egg, and grow in 9 months to a full-born baby. And so because things change so quickly, and also because we can't do as many tests on pregnant women as we might be able to do with an adult with lung disease or with heart disease, because we're trying to protect the baby, it's really hard to kind of work out what is going wrong when something does go wrong in pregnancy. You're only really seeing snapshots of the development. So what we're trying to do is create a virtual pregnancy, which is a representation of a pregnancy that sits on a computer. So we take data from all sorts of different areas of science and clinical data from hospitals, and we try to build up a picture on the computer of how pregnancy is changing and what might go wrong and what we might need to do to test for those problems. So what we might be looking for in ultrasound, for example, if there's a problem in a pregnancy. And yeah, the aim is then to develop better ways to test for problems. So improve ultrasound technologies, look at other types of imaging like MRI imaging. And also, in theory, we can play around with this computer version of a pregnancy in a way that we can't do with a real human. So we can change certain parts of the body. What if the placenta is smaller? What if it has less blood vessels in it? So we can kind of do tests on a pregnancy without having to look to do animal testing or to test on real women. We can kind of do it without any concerns that we're going to hurt anyone.
And why is the placenta an important organ to study?
So really, during pregnancy, before we're born, the placenta is our lungs, it's our kidney. You know, so it takes all the good nutrients from mum's blood circulation and delivers that to the baby so it can grow, and it also takes waste from the baby and makes sure that the environment that the baby is growing in is kind of optimal for its growth. So it's one of the first organs that we develop along with the heart, so it's really critical during those 9 months of pregnancy to feed us and to help us grow properly.
And what are some of the possible pregnancy disorders or risks that you hope the virtual placenta can detect?
So the most important one that we're looking at right now is called fetal growth restriction. And what that is that baby isn't growing as well as it should do. So during pregnancy, either via ultrasound or via a tape measure over the belly, the growth of a baby is tracked as it develops in the womb. And some babies, unfortunately, start to drop off what is considered a normal growth curve. So they stop growing as well as they should do. And it's important to detect these pregnancies because if you don't, there's a higher risk of poor outcomes for the pregnancy. There's a higher risk of health complications in these babies later in life. So it's really important to detect them. And so that is the main condition that we're looking at right now.
How many pregnancies are affected by fetal growth restriction? And is this something that you hope is studied more?
Yeah, so at the moment, roughly 1 in 10 pregnancies are impacted by this condition. It is really important to study it. And I think that is recognised internationally. There's a lot of efforts going on scientifically to work out what are the risk factors and how we can detect and treat the problem more effectively. And I think that it's really something with new technologies that have been evolving, not just these virtual pregnancies, but there's also a lot of work being done on ultrasound technologies and how we can use some of those really cool ultrasound technologies where you can visualize in 3D the face of the baby, how we can maybe use some of those to look at things like how much blood flow is going to the placenta, or how effective the heart is at pumping blood, the fetal heart is at pumping blood through that placenta. So there's loads of new technologies really in the last 5 years that are just really changing the field, and it's quite exciting.
And is virtual organ technology something that we're going to see more of, or have we already seen developments in this area?
Yeah, so actually virtual organs have been around for quite a long time. So when the ultrasound technologies that we use today in pregnancy were developed, actually there was some virtual organs behind some of the interpretation of that data. And there's a lot of work being done on constructing virtual models of the heart, of the lungs, of other organs, predominantly in adults, and so looking at lung disease, heart disease. And these virtual organs have been used to conduct what we call virtual clinical trials, which is really testing drugs or therapies before you go and test them in real humans. You can test them virtually and then start to understand how to better design your human tests, so your tests that you're going to do clinically. So they've been around for quite a while. The application to pregnancy and kind of looking at these virtual organs in pregnancy has not been so well studied. It's really been emerging only in the last 5 years or so, and that's really just because it's a much more complicated system. Everything's evolving and changing over those 9 months, and also it's kind of less studied in general, so we have a lot of knowledge of how the heart or the lung functions, but not so much about that kind of evolution through pregnancy.
And what impact do you hope this knowledge will have?
The first impact that we hope it will have is that we will be able to spot these babies that are not growing as well as they should do much sooner. So at the moment, it's estimated that up to 50% of babies that are not growing as they should are not detected until birth. So that means there's a lot of scope for actually improving detection. If we can do it really early on in pregnancy, those pregnancies can be monitored. And we know just from extra monitoring of these pregnancies that the likelihood of stillbirth is much lower and the chances of a good outcome are much better. And the other thing is, once we have used this kind of virtual placenta to help us work out how to detect the problem sooner, we'll get all this other information about the physiology of pregnancy and what makes a healthy pregnancy and what makes a not so healthy pregnancy. And that will really allow scientists to start thinking about, well, what can we do to treat issues in pregnancy now we know a little bit more about the physiology of pregnancies that go well and those that go not so well.
And that was Dr. Alice Clark on a virtual placenta.
The Wire.